something for the weekend on Saturday. Garrod Farrelly is in studio. Normally, Garrod, I stick you in the old broom cupboard in there, the other studio. You got into the main one today. How are you keeping?
I'm feeling very special because I really miss that, like, that little press that we used to record interviews.
I know, yeah. You could do a bit of mopping while you were there. Yeah, in with the mop. Come here. I'm surprised that you're still alive and kicking and well, because you've been so busy doing your comedy, haven't you?
I know, yeah. My mum said to me recently, she was like, "Now you need to be careful because you don't want to have a nervous breakdown." I'm like, "Well, this year I can afford to have a nervous breakdown. It's grand. Yeah. I've been busy. It's good."
Yeah, and that's always material as well, isn't it? If you have
exactly.
one. Yeah, perfect. So what have you been up to?
Yeah, I've been on tour with Joanne McNally since
No wonder you're wrecked.
My God. I'm just... It's been fab. Like, we've had a ball.
Yeah.
We started on the 3rd of January doing two shows a day because you only have 50% capacity, and we're still going. Like,
how is it even possible? How is Joanne so full of energy? Because I remember when I first started working here, she used to be texting in looking to come on and do the quiz and everything.
I know.
And I'm hang on, are you not just in the door after doing a gig?
I know, yeah. Joanne has more energy than any other person I've ever met.
Yeah.
Like, she is the annoying person that, you know, you can go to the bar, have drinks with her after the show, and she'll be the last one there, and then I'll meet her at breakfast, like at 10 o'clock, and she's like, "Yeah, I went to the gym at 7 o'clock this morning." I've been,
Stop.
She's just on it. Yeah,
doesn't
she's
get
great.
A hangover.
She mustn't, because I've never seen her have one.
Yeah, just drunk the whole time.
Yeah. She's the bomb. Like,
it never kicks in.
We've just had a ball. We really have. Yeah,
did
yeah.
you? And come here with the podcast as well.
Oh, with Niamh.
Yeah. Niamh Kavanagh.
It's so funny because when I started that podcast, we do a show called Agony Rants. And when I started it, I thought, this will never last.
Yeah.
And it's, oh my God.
Don't tell Niamh that.
It's flying. Well, like, she knew when I was going into it, because I already had a podcast and I didn't want to do another one.
Yeah.
And when we started, like, it's just been absolutely flying, and people are writing into us with their problems and we solve them. And the numbers, I'm so jealous because for years I've been trying to get that numbers with my other podcast, but this is flying. Like,
and the other one was
the
one where you were catching up with 90
yes,
stars.
90
we were
stars.
Obsessed, weren't
oh
we,
my God,
with that?
I
we were like, "Who are you getting on next, Garrod? Who are you getting on
another
next?
Honeys, another Eternal." I had a ball in
the show. I think you kind of resurrected their careers, though, because your one Kelly ended up as a loose woman after that.
Well, I think that too. That was the first big interview that she did.
In years.
And and then straight after that she did something else, and then she did Loose Women.
But she didn't want to be back in the public eye.
No, she really, she worked as an agent.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was an actor's agent.
Yeah, and now she's on the telly every day.
I know, yeah,
isn't
yeah.
It
she's
gas?
So popular. Now, I kind of hope that Eternal get back together. That's... I'm still holding out for that dream.
With Louise and everything?
No.
She can go,
controversial,
can she?
I don't want Louise. No. Eternal was Eternal without Louise.
Okay,
yeah.
That is controversial. Do you not like Louise, or what's the
No,
story
I really
there?
Like Louise. Yeah, love her. But, like, I love her as a solo artist. She's not. I don't think she's Eternal. I know it's very controversial. I'm probably going to get cancelled for that.
Well, you will. You cannot say anything anymore without getting cancelled. In fact, the fact that you're even in here with a cup of coffee in your hand. Actually, do you know what? Is that a recyclable?
Yes.
Right. I'm just checking.
Let's
your,
say yes
your
for
cup.
The purposes of the radio.
Before it gets cancelled. So what are you doing now then? You're into plug, plug, plug.
Yeah, I'm plug, plug, plug. I'm on tour. I'll be on tour all of next year. My shows are selling really well. I think it's Joanne's crowd have found me and they like me. So
you're so funny. You look shocked.
I am. Well, it's so funny. Like, even my agent when, like, because I sold out Liberty Hall a couple of times and then the Vicar Street sold really quick. And my agent even said to me, "Oh my God, it's unbelievable. Like, honest to God, isn't it just great? It's unbelievable." I was like, "Really? Is it unbelievable?"
Don't
Where's
act
the
so
faith?
Shocked.
Give me the blind faith, please.
You went too far with this.
Yeah.
How shocking that you've actually done well in your career.
It's unbelievable. Never thought we'd see the day.
No, we never expected that at all. Do you still have the cat?
I still have a cat. Oh my God, Trina.
Is
she's my son, Moon and Stars. She's my cat.
This is your
cat.
And
she's
cat,
been
okay.
sick. She was sick all last week. And of course, did I take out pet insurance? No, I did not.
Oh, I can't believe you've just mentioned this.
No.
I actually can't believe you've just mentioned this. It's so stressful. I've been having this debate in the office all week because my pet insurance is due.
Oh, pay it.
And I'm like, should I? I mean,
oh, yeah,
a
you
lot
have to
money.
Pay it. Look, you see, that you say that now, but I know full well I'll sell my house if I have to.
Like, I know, yeah.
I love her so much.
I paid for 8 years though, and they're telling.
But
they're
now is when you're going to need it.
I know, but they tell you they won't even cover half the stuff because they're old age dogs now.
And this is what I hate about insurance companies.
Yeah, they're ageist. So I don't know what to do. I'm in this dilemma.
Can
I'm
fake like, her age?
I mean, yeah, I guess like a dog doesn't have a birth certificate, do they?
No, they don't. Hang on, we could be on something here, Trina.
The fraud squad will be in a second now. Wait and see. So I can't believe you've mentioned... This is like all these signs keep happening to tell me to go and get it because you've mentioned it.
No, you should. I wish I'd got it now and I can't get it now because she's 6 years of age. So
you can't get it.
Yeah.
So how much is cat insurance though anyway?
I don't know. I think it was like... I remember when we got a price for it. I think it was like a tenner a month or something. And we were like, oh, we must do that. And then we didn't.
Can I tell you how much it is for two dogs?
Go on.
Nearly 700 quid.
A year?
A year.
That's a car.
I know. So I'm like, really? Really?
Oh God,
what do I do?
That's a lot of money. Yeah, you should pay it.
I think I should maybe not pay it and set up a GoFundMe if anything goes wrong.
Yeah. That's thinking outside the box now, Trina.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
Set up a GoFundMe if anything happens.
People are doing GoFundMes for all kinds of things these days.
Yeah, Trina's dog needs its appendix out.
Yeah. Why not? So what happens to the cat then when you're off gallivanting?
When I'm away, my boyfriend minds her.
So
yeah, I was.
And do you know the way cats can be a bit like, oh, you're back, you know?
She's always delighted to see me, but the problem has started now that she will attack my partner if he's talking to me on FaceTime because she hears my voice.
Right.
And then she kind of, I'm not there. So it's kind of like, look what I'm doing when you're not here.
Yeah, you're like.
So I've loads of videos of like just the cat flying at the iPad.
Oh,
but she's so cute. Like,
so you're kind of like a deadbeat dad.
I am.
Bring her to McDonald's on a Saturday afternoon and that's it.
I feel so guilty as well.
I hate to rub it in, but you're an awful father.
I am an awful father. I really am. You're right. You're right to call me out on it. But like, do you know what the most awful bit of it is? Is when I take out my case.
Yeah.
And then she sits on top of the case.
I'm
so sorry.
But you're saying, do you know how much cat food is? I have to work.
Exactly. Mm. She goes to get the best. Do you know why? Because I brought her to the vet and she, I brought her to the vet thinking she'd lost loads of weight. Right.
Right.
So I brought her in because she was kind of hanging down a bit.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think she's after losing a lot of weight. And he was like, your cat's obese. I was like, okay, well, that's quite different. So now she's
so
on this.
So it was a hangy tummy rather
this,
than...
Yeah, it was a hangy tummy rather than like... So now she's on this special food, 30 quid a kilo.
1 kilo?
For 1 kilo.
Stop it.
28 quid or something like that. Yeah. So, yeah. So daddy needs to go out and be funny as hell.
Or else we need to go fund me for Garrode.
Yeah.
Let's get the money coming in. Oh my God. So what dates are you plugging now? What's left?
I'll be on tour all around the country from January.
My
first Vicar Street sold out. There's about a third of the second one.
Mm-hmm.
And then everywhere around the country. So, GarrodeFarley.com. Or if you follow me on Instagram, the link is in my bio. And I only show the ones that are not sold out.
Right, okay.
So they're easy to find.
Isn't that brilliant, Vicar Street? Like,
I know.
Isn't it amazing?
I know, and it's so funny because during the pandemic, somebody in Aiken said to me that I think I was the comedian that had played Vicar Street the most, but had never done
my own
show there.
Yeah.
Because I've supported so many people there. You know, I've been on and off that stage for years, but now to do my own show, it's like, and even the lads in Vicar Street that work the door, they're always like, it's great, we've been watching it for years and now you're doing your own show there. So I'm thrilled, like I'm delighted to do it now. Like it's really exciting.
Oh, it's
brilliant. It's going to be a great night, the first one. I can't wait.
Will you have Joanne supporting you then?
Yeah, I've said that. She said that a few times that she'll be up in the gallery or in the balcony just heckling me.
Heckling, so long as she doesn't steal that thunder. I'd be actually nervous being that pally with Joanne because you never know, she could be talking about you in her podcast.
I know, she does.
To her on the way in today. You wouldn't know what story
every
she's
so
going
to
tell.
Every so often I'll get a text from people that are like, have you heard Joanne's podcast? Have you heard what she's... Oh, okay.
I'll check in.
But,
have the solicitors and all the lawyers on.
I know,
dial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's, but like the podcast,
take
her podcast
down,
is so funny.
Isn't it
like,
gas?
It's just the best.
I was just listening to one that they were talking about when they went to the Gael Talk. And of course, all the UK listeners won't have an iota what they're talking about.
No, not at all.
It was basically the Gael Talk where you went and you just went to score.
Yeah,
that was basically it. He came home with no Irish.
That was, not a bit of it.
Joanne said the only thing she came home with was glandular fever. Garrod, you're a legend. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me
in your
me
main
so much.
Studio today instead of the broom
so
cupboard.
Nice. So big, so spacious. An aircon.
You can actually swing a cat for once.
Yeah, no mop.
Thanks so much, Garrod. It's Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Kids Radio.